Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We'll see where this goes. Unfortunately, this team has one more football game to play. And, you know, you don't want to see your team lose, but boy, I can't see any benefits in winning. There's, as Rodney McLeod said yesterday in the locker room after the game, he said there will be a lot of changes next year. You know, this team, this group, and next year different. Rodney's right. And so, you know, you could talk all about we want to win and build momentum. Build momentum for who? Who's going to be back? Who's not going to be back? It doesn't behoove this team to win a game. It behooves the players, but it doesn't behoove the franchise to win a game on Saturday.
Well, you tried run it back last year, and you see how well that turned out.
That's exactly right.
And, yeah, this stinks. I mean, it just stinks that we're about to roll into a game on Saturday that is going to be on national television, and we're all looking at each other and going, the best thing about this game is the fact that they're going to get it done early, and that I can be mad on Saturday, and then maybe in a slightly better mood on Sunday.
I just hate the fact that the franchise is left in a better spot if they don't win the game.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Oh, I despise it. I despise it in professional sports in general.
I mean, it is true.
I hate rewarding losing. And we are in a position where the Browns are going to be rewarded for losing. Yay! Professional sports.
216-474-0092, the number to join us. Aramis is in West Park.
How are you, Aramis?
Good morning.
Gentlemen, how are you guys doing today, man?
You know what, man? Hello. I'm well. I got to admit, I'm well. I'm
bummed, good.
But I got my health.
Oh, my God.
Hey, brother, listen. So listening to you guys talk, I mean, it's absolutely disgusting, right, that we have absolutely no faith in our GM or coaching system, right, to go out there and draft third or draft fourth or fifth and come out with the best player in the draft. That's a problem to me. You know, the fact that we can't go out there and end the season on a positive note, at least make Myles Garrett happy with a win, right? That's all the guy wants. I mean, he's been here for almost a decade. He just wants to see the team progress and win, right? But we're probably going to lose the game for all the reasons you guys underlined, right? Sappy would probably be better than Thompson. The reason Thompson's broke is because Stefanski started him against Baltimore and absolutely destroyed the kid's confidence. So if he was going to be a good quarterback, he still might be, just not with Cleveland. He'll be down the road on a different team, kind of like Sam Darnold, you know, against the Patriots. He saw ghosts, but look at him now.
Oh, Aramis, I mean, you're like three steps ahead of where you should be with DTR.
Dude, listen, my point is, I have no faith. There's nothing good going on here from coach to GM to players. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing positive is going to come out, you know, drafting third or fourth, because in my opinion, they're still going to get, and they're still going to go out there and mess up the draft. I've seen it already with this GM.
All right, Aramis.
I think if there was ever a day that we should advise people to just hug a Browns fan, today might be the day that you should just walk up and hug anybody wearing a Browns hat, Browns shirt, Browns lanyard, Browns wallet, Browns shoes, Browns whatever. It just kind of has that feel to it because Aramis needed a hug.
as I've said before, I think Andrew Barrett has done a fine job with some trades. I think he's done a solid job in free agency. But when you don't hit draft picks, you end up with teams that are lacking overall talent in many key spots. And that's what we're looking at right now. They've not hit enough draft picks to replenish the roster with affordable players.
And you're behind the eight ball because you don't have those top-tier draft picks.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, he had to give up six picks in the Watson trade.
Right, three and you of them dealt the second-rounder for Elijah Moore. That looks like a...
So we get all that.
That looks like an oops.
Well, it does. Yeah. You know, the only time it didn't was when Jameis was playing quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And the little bit of Flacco, too. He threw a couple of nice balls of Flacco.
Jim's in Lyndhurst. Direction. Jim.
Yeah, hi. I think our talent is fair on the team. Not as bad as people say it is. The problem is we don't have anything at quarterback, okay, number one. The offensive coordinator, the special teams coordinator, the offensive line coach, okay. And you know these other people on the radio say that we can't pick a quarterback at number one? Forget one thing, okay. Each pick this year is going to be like with a 3-14, you get 20 picks higher than 11-5. So a number three pick this year is equal to about a number two pick last year and down the line. You see what I mean?
No.
Not at all.
I'm not tracking. I apologize.
Each pick is going to be much higher. Our number two pick is going to be way up.
You're saying that the record is worse. Okay, yeah, now
exactly.
I'm tracking.
We get that.
Sorry about that.
So we're getting much more draft capital this year, so we can fill the holes. And our talent isn't that bad. It's more the quarterback and the coordinators that are bad. And so I would pick that. I'd definitely do anything I could to get one of those two quarterbacks, because you're not going to be have a high pick like that probably in the next couple of years. We're not that bad.
Well, Jim, the only issue there, and Jim, I get it. I don't want to go full blown draft yet, but it's coming. If you're sitting at three and the Patriots are ahead of you, they drafted Drake May. They're not going to draft one of those quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get one of those top two or three quarterbacks in the draft. But the question is, just because they're the top one, two, or three quarterbacks in this draft doesn't make them an NFL top-notch quarterback. Could be. I have not dug into that yet, and because I'm concentrating on this season. I will. I'll be looking at some stuff, and for whatever that's worth, you might end up with a guy who loves DeShone Kizer or a guy who loves Josh Allen. So, you know, that's the way that one goes.
But we've all got them.
The debate will be, are these guys worthy of the third pick in the draft? Because they might not be. In a normal draft, would they be, you know, a second-round pick? I've seen the kid from Alabama listed as the Browns pick at number three, and I've also seen him not going in the first round. So, you know, who's evaluating these guys? That's where this is going to come into play for the Browns.
I will, you're going to hear me say this over and over again. I am not taking a quarterback in this draft. I don't think the talent is there to take a quarterback in this draft. And if you do take a quarterback in this draft, the smartest thing that you could do is put him on the Michael Penix plan. That is the way I would handle every quarterback in this draft, which is sit him for the majority of the next season, if not the full season.
Which means you have to get a veteran quarterback.
And let him develop. And we all know how Cleveland goes when it comes to developmental quarterbacks, which is that we all come in with this wonderful idea. Oh, yeah, he's going to sit. He's going to learn. He's going to grind film. He'll get all the practice reps. It's going to be fantastic. And then toward the end of the season, maybe we'll see him. And then week three rolls around and everything has gone to hell in a handbasket. And then week six rolls around and everything has not only gone from hell to a handbasket, but now we're all with torches and pitchforks screaming to see this kid play. He steps out, looks like trash. And now all of a sudden you're yanking back and forth between two different quarterbacks in a season. And that's going to be the whole point of this. I am not taking a quarterback in the first round of this draft. Hands down, I'm going to scream it over and over and over again.
That's because you want the defensive tackle from Michigan.
Either that or give me the defensive end from Penn State. Those are the two guys that I've got circled on my board. I'm not doing it. If anything, I want a quarterback in next year's draft where there's a lot more talent.
If they deem one of these guys to be a top-notch quarterback, they're going to take one. We have three guys from named John right now on hold. John.
Johns.
Hey, is that me, guys?
This one's
that
you,
would
John.
Be you. Yeah, you're going to have to give locations.
You're one of two.
As I throw my car.
He's one of two Johns in Akron.
I'm John from Akron.
So is the next guy.
I'm that guy. And, hey, I love the show, but I hate Monday mornings, just to be honest with you.
I got
to
be honest. So do I. I hate the whole shtick.
And I agree with Dan that we...
Welcome to Honesty Monday. You
know, yeah. Kevin DePodesta Berry cannot draft a quarterback. I do not trust these guys to evaluate a quarterback. You look over the last couple of years, and I'm not even going to mention the A1 player that we let go. This regime has let go of Huntley and Josh Dobbs.
Oh my gosh!
Okay.
Oh please!
All right.
Josh Dobbs is great in that Progressive commercial where he's the backup, but he comes in and he hangs the picture.
Just because the 86 Dodge Shadow.
He's a great aeronautical engineer.
Just because the 86 Dodge Shadow turns over doesn't mean it's a reliable automobile.
Well, what I'm looking at is most of the quarterbacks we've let go in the last 5 years are better than what remains.
Well, now that's a different debate.
And that tells me that this group cannot match quarterbacks to the system, or they cannot evaluate quarterbacks. So why should we trust them with a draft?
John, interesting topic that will be discussed as we get toward the draft.
Write it down.
We'll see what happens next week. Another John in Akron. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great.
Good, good. Hey, I've been listening to the show. First of all, big compliment. Great show. Long time listener.
Thank you.
I've called in a handful of times, but I'll be brief. The draft is here, guys, and we have to get a quarterback. If we do not get a quarterback, what is our plan? We're going to run it back with Watson? We're going to run it back with DTR? What's the plan?
I mean, does Kirk Cousins do anything for you? Derek Carr do anything for you? Gardner Minshew do anything for you?
Oh my God. No, none of the above.
Okay. You would rather take a pick that you have a potential to get a defense-altering player in some way, shape, or form, or possibly a left tackle, and instead roll the dice on a quarterback that probably needs to sit?
I hear you there, and there's always going to be a crapshoot. There's always going to be risk involved. But we have to have a quarterback because the quarterback scores points. The DN and the edge guys, they don't score points.
John, let me throw one thing at you.
Scooping scores are there somewhere.
Let me throw one thing at you.
Fat guy touchdowns are wildly entertaining.
Stop. John, they scored points with Jameis.
They did. I forgot about Jameis.
Does he do anything for you for next year?
He does, and that's probably the safest bet. Again, it's always going to be risk involved.
Yeah, I agree.
We have to do something, guys. We have to address that position. We failed at addressing that position properly for the last decade or so.
John, I can't argue with you. They tried. Let's give them credit. They tried. They took a big swing, and it's been a big swing and a miss. John in Cleveland. John, you got about 30 seconds. I want to get you in.
All right, John.
Okay. We have more than quarterback problems. I mean, who on this roster do you really want to keep? I mean, you might want to keep Myles Garrett, but who does other teams want? This deal with Watson has really screwed this up for years, because you talk about missing on the draft. Well, we're missing on fourth, fifth, and sixth round players. We haven't had first, second, or third round players. And
we have had thirds. They haven't hit those.
Yeah, Cedric Tillman looks good, but boy, one out of, what is it, six, seven?
Not the idea.
Yeah.
But you need first and second rounders. That's six guys that could be making up a team, and quarterback's not going to be. People who think we just need a quarterback, we have players on this team. Let's be honest. I would say three-quarters of the team tonight, who would want them? And think about who's going to trade for our players. Denzel Ward plays 12 games a year.
You don't want to know what you could get for John or for Denzel, John, because you could get a lot for him.
Top five cover corner in football.
Denzel's a terrific player.
Yeah.
Then let's hope his concussion issue is not a problem.
Are we going to make an all-pro this year?
Yeah. Maybe.
I want to keep that guy.
Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com. Coming up next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.